Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
I'm following up on a charge from this number, and I don't remember what it would be.
Okay, I can locate that account. What's your name?
Diane Munger, M-U-N-G-E-R.
All right, and will you verify the mailing address or your email address?
P.O. Box 9936, Spokane, Washington.
What's that zip code? 9920. Okay, I do have that account. It's loading that information. If you will hold for just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I do have that account, and it does show, looks like you have a charge of $7.95 shipping and handling. That was in February, February 11th, for a neck massager. And then the terms and conditions states that you were enrolled into a factory savings club. So you're charged a monthly fee. In return, they send you out a $125 gift card to use on that online store.
I, to my knowledge, have not received that, and I do not recall signing up for such a thing.
Okay. Could anyone have used your card, like in your household, that you may?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we can go ahead and cancel that subscription, and I can go ahead and get you over to our fraud department.
Very good, because actually, okay, so the neck massager was charged under a different, at a different time. I don't understand this.
Okay. Well, I did get that subscription canceled. I have that cancellation number, and then that fraud department, they'll be able to go ahead and start that investigation for you.
Thank you.
All right. And it is C, as in Charlie, for that cancellation number, 2611-08494.
And so what do I do with that?
That's just the cancellation confirmation.
Of the club. And
correct.
What was it called?
That's for that cancellation of that factory savings club.
Huh.
All right. If you will hold for just a moment, please.